Well, this morning, we are going to just look at my favorite topic in God's Word, and that's the renewed mind. And I think just it's one of the simplest, easiest ways to make a change in your heart, and we can do it at any time. And I say easy, but I do realize we are people, and we have an adversary who doesn't want us to renew our minds, so it's hard. It's hard sometimes, and we are in a world that is constantly trying to make us dull and forget the promises of God, and we have a world that wants us to walk like the world. But as we have been taught this weekend, we are not of this world. This is not our home. This is a temporary dwelling place, and so the great thing with a renewed mind is that we can simply replace our thoughts with true, healthy, pure words from God. And, you know, the adversary just wants us to sit in our fears and our worries and our disappointments. But looking at the renewed mind in light of our topic this weekend was really cool, because God has given us freedom of will. So we decide what we put in our minds. We decide what we change our minds to. And fortunately, we have all of God's word and God's promises that we put in there, and that makes a change. That makes a shift in our lives. It makes a shift in whatever we're going through. In Romans 12:2, it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And God is so cool with his examples. And, you know, this transformed, we think of the butterfly. A butterfly that starts out as this grubby little gross thing and lives its short little life. And then somehow God designed this thing to wrap itself in a cocoon, and it completely transforms. It looks nothing like it did before, which I think is somewhat miraculous. But that is such a cool example of what happens in our minds and our hearts when we decide to push out the junk and put in God's word. It transforms us physically and spiritually, and that's a really big deal. There are even studies that have been done that show that when we think negatively, it has a negative effect on our physical bodies. So it's an important thing to remember what is dwelling between our ear balls. So one example, a couple weeks ago, I was hanging out with my daughter Summer in her room, and we were talking, and then she said, "Mommy, what if there's a wolf in my closet?" And then her whole persona just shifted and changed, and she got scared. So just that simple thought just put fear, just immediately just washed over her. And it just came out of nowhere. And that's what happens in our minds sometimes. Things just come in, and we have to be sharp to push it out if it's not God's word. But we have the freedom to do that. So, you know, if we sit there and stand these thoughts that are not pure, healthy words of God, it will have a negative effect in our lives. So we need to pay attention what we are letting to dwell in our minds. We freely make the decision to get God involved, and things start to change for the better. And that is our freedom of will to do. And most of the time, it takes time, and he doesn't work on our timeline. Without being born again, you are in bondage to your five senses. That is as far as you can go. And I'm sure we've met people that take great pride in the things that they do and what they accomplish in this world. But it will never match the quality of life, the spiritual quality of life that we have with our Heavenly Father, being born again and having that spirit in us that cannot be touched. When you are bound to your five senses, you don't know what the heck is going on. It is a constant spiritual battle. And the adversary just wants us to be sitting ducks, as I think Patty, someone shared in their teaching this weekend. But he just wants us to be just not doing much. So we have free and total access to God by what Jesus Christ accomplished for us. We got that for free. We do not have to work for it. I know sometimes we tend to think, I was talking with someone last night, oh, I haven't read God's word in a few days, or oh, I haven't done anything to give, and so it's going to take a while for my Holy Spirit to like get back revved up. Like, it's got to take time to get up. But that's not how God works. That's how the adversary wants us to think. Like, we got to work our way back up to be in God's good graces, and that's not how God works. He has given so much to us freely. He knows how we operate individually, and he knows exactly how to get through to us. we may have thoughts in a situation that I can't. But God says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, in Philippians 4:13. Sometimes we get sick. Sometimes we got weird things that happen to our fleshy bodies, and we don't know what's going on. It's frustrating. But then Michael Gilmore shared this verse with me the other day, but in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. And that's past tense, because we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. That is our truth. That is our reality. So yeah, things happen to our bodies. Things don't go our way. Things get weird and funky. But we have a God that gets, who gives us a way out of that stuff. But that is our free will, to take our minds and to believe God's word over what we're being faced with in the world. That is our free will. We have been taught that the battle is in our minds. There's a lot that goes on in between our ears all day, every day. There's a constant struggle sometimes. But we have a God of war, one who knows his opponent very well, one who knows what weapons are necessary. And as we also heard this weekend, we know that the war has been fought and the war has already been won. So that also is our reality. But how did Patty phrase it? We are still on like war grounds or like, what is it?
Enemy territory.
Enemy territory. Or I even thought like we're still in the devil's dirt. Like we are still in a battle. We are still in a struggle. But we know we have the victory. So that's where we put our minds. That's what we believe on. That's what we take to any situation. We come to any situation in the fullness of what God has created in us. We come with that Christ in us to any situation, and that's when things happen, and that's when things change and move. It's a lifelong battle, but it's worth it, isn't it? I mean, look at all of us here. I don't know what you all have been through in your lives, but God does, and we're here. And I think this really blesses God that we are all together. We are coming together from many different areas, many different just times and places in our lives. And it is really exciting to see what's going to go forth after this. This is a really big deal. And I'm going to read in Psalm 18. I want to turn there. Psalm 18, verses 29, starting verse 29. It says, for by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leapt over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with my strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. This is such a cool section, but our God has made us able and capable to handle whatever comes at us because we have God. God's our strength, God's our sufficiency. God gives us his wisdom, and that covers anything we've got. He makes us to be successful and victorious, and sometimes we don't feel like it. But what's our reality? Our reality is that we do have the victory. We are going to heaven, and we can claim those things in the name of Jesus Christ. So it's up to us. It is up to us to what we think, what we believe, and what we're going to apply in a situation. And that brings a lot of freedom, because there's a lot of people that don't have sound minds, that don't think they have a way out. So it's really important to take care of what's going on in our minds and our hearts and what we let sit there. And we have the ability to push out the junk and put in the good stuff that's healing and pure and what is absolutely true. So that's just what I wanted to share. And I'll pray, and then we'll head on to our day. So God, thank you so much for how you love us. Thank you so much that we do have the ability to renew our minds. And thank you for all the things that we have gotten to be a part of this weekend. And I pray that you just continue to take care of our hearts and our lives and our physical bodies, and that we just have a really great day this afternoon. and protecting all the trips and places people are going. And thanks for all you love us, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.